This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The National Retail Federation predicts holiday spending will grow between 3 and 4% this year. That would be the smallest increase since 2019, but would still result in at least $957 billion in sales, a record. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
One reason consumers will likely spend more money this year?
Because they have it.
Jack Kleinhend is chief economist for the National Retail Federation. He says shopping is part of the DNA of the American consumer, and the strong labor market means people feel pretty good spending what they're earning.
If you have a job and you feel secure about the future, that should be a confidence builder in spending.
Of course, things cost more now, too. Prices for goods are up nearly 1% from a year ago, according to the latest PCE price index. That means consumers are getting less metaphorical bang for their literal buck.
I think that inflation is finally catching up with the shopper.
Sucharita Kadali is a retail analyst with Forrester. She expects the higher prices will drive people to buy fewer items.
Say you're buying a Barbie dream house. In the past, people may have bought a few accessories for that dream house. Maybe you're just buying the dream house now.
Kadali says she expects spending to slow even more in 2024 as people deal with rising interest rates and prioritize other expenses.
Things like loan payments, debt repayments, housing payments, they're all much more important than discretionary items.
At least Barbie's dream house doesn't have a mortgage attached to it. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.